the She's Becoming Domestic podcast, a place for modern moms to listen, laugh, learn, and love the crazy life she leads. Here's Shanasty and Brad.
Hello, everyone. We hope that the weather's starting to warm up where you are. I know here in Ohio, we've had kind of a wet, chilly spring, but just in the past week, it's been well into the 70s. I think it's going to hit 80 this weekend. But Brad, I know in Alabama, you guys have had what? Have you had 90s down there yet?
Oh, to quote the great Scott Griffin, we've tickled the 90s. We have gotten really close in the heat. But, you know, I have joked with everybody, of course, in the spring that we have to quarantine and can't go anywhere, we've had like the best spring-like weather in years. Normally, we go from like 50s to 90, yeah. But we have had a good mix of 50s, 60s, 70s, and mid to low 80s. So, you know, it's only going up from here, but we're kind of welcoming the warm weather, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my kids, they're so ready to get to the swimming pool again and just enjoy all of those wonderful things that they usually do in the summer. I know Eden's birthday is, oh my gosh, this girl, she loves her birthday more than quite possibly anyone on the planet. She's been counting down since January. And her birthday is coming up June 15th, and she wants to have it at our local swimming pool. And the pool's here. The governor has said the swimming pools can open May 26th. But I think that it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes down. But I know, Brad, where you guys are, you have your own pool in your backyard, which has just been wonderful. And so, yeah, I know the kids have just been, I don't know, they've been little fish, huh?
And a lifesaver in terms of Kevin was going to have his fifth birthday in Disney World. Yeah. And he's been counting that down. So it's been hard to explain to him that Disney's not open. So we have kind of transitioned that nicely into a pool party. And then our neighbors have some horses. So we're kind of making this big, like, rancho extravaganza. So it's going to be quite the party.
Oh, man. Did you get that tent? I know you guys are going to get the tent.
Oh, we got a huge tent. My wife, Carrie, had jokingly texted all of us a tent that's yellow and white, 20 foot by 30 foot. And it really mirrors what the Ewings use in Dallas for their annual barbecues. So, you know, after a nice night of some fun, I just said, what the heck? So I pulled the trigger on it, had it delivered. So we will probably – no. Definitely be using that tent. So I will be circulating pictures on my Instagram feed and my newly found TikTok feed.
Oh, TikTok. Don't even get me started. That's something for a whole other episode. I am hooked thanks to your girls. Your girls are the ones that introduced me to it, and now I'm sold. But that's not what we're here about today. I can go on and on.
We'll keep it on the road.
I know, for sure. But, you know, going back to just the pool and summer activities, one of the things that we really wanted to talk about here on the podcast, we actually had this on the schedule for months, even before we started recording, was just swim safety and talking about little kids, especially, and really any kids that don't know how to swim, or even adults that don't know how to swim, safety around open water, whether it's a swimming pool in your own backyard, a public pool, the lake, a river, any open body of water. It's such an important topic. And we really feel that it's one you really need to listen to. My kids have been going to Goldfish Swim School here locally in Columbus for 4 years now, which just blows my mind. And they've learned how to swim through Goldfish. And even Adam, who doesn't really know all of the strokes, he doesn't know exactly how to, you know, do breaststroke and stuff. He knows the importance of how dangerous it can be around water. So we wanted to interview an expert on this. We have Lisa Armitage on the podcast, and she is the owner of three local Goldfish swim schools here in Columbus. But even if you're not local, and even if you're not near a Goldfish swim school, she has some super valuable advice, and we hope that you enjoy her interview.
swimming is kind of like a skill we really take for granted. So it's great for kids to come in and learn it because it's not like walking. I mean, it's truly a skill set.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a life skill. You know, we're going to be around water our entire lives. So we view it as obviously a necessity. And, you know, our instructors go through, you know, over 40 hours plus of paid training plus ongoing training. So we take that that very seriously, that parents are entrusting us to teach their children how to swim. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing our very best job teaching them, you know, quickly, efficiently, and correctly.
And talk about some of the things that you all do that might be a little bit differently. And I can only speak from experience with Goldfish Swim School. That's the only place my kids have gone for swim lessons. But one of the things that my husband and I always remark on is they're not just learning the different strokes, but there will be specific times where they are taking their goggles off. They're trying to tread in water without the goggles. Talk a little bit about some of those things that your instructors teach the kids.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we have safety, you know, safety is incorporated in every lesson every week. So to us, water safety is the most important piece of swimming. So for our baby classes, when there's a caregiver in the water with the infant, you know, we start teaching them how to float on their backs. We teach them how to turn to the nearest point of entry. So we've had, you know, several parents contact us and say, hey, we were on vacation in Florida. My child fell in, you know, wasn't paying attention and knew to turn around to go to the nearest point of safety. So, you know, we start at that 4 and 6 month old working on those really basic skills all the way up to our more advanced children where we're teaching them, you know, treading, we're teaching them, you know, again, the nearest point, and then obviously refining, you know, getting them to be strong swimmers, you know, breath control, those types of things. So if they were in a situation, if they were boating, they fell off, you know, a boat or they were tubing, they would have the necessary strength, endurance, and know how to be as safe as possible. So those are definitely safety number one all the time. You know, that's what we focus on. And then obviously, you know, the swim lessons, the technique, the stroke, the breathing, but we also honestly find that there's more to it than that. There's confidence, right? I mean, we've all seen our children in any type of program really, where they try something new, maybe they struggle for a while and then they succeed, right? They've mastered that technique, that goal, that, you know, whatever it be, just to see the confidence is so exciting. Friendships, right? So we keep our class sizes small. In our group lessons, there's no more than 4 children to an instructor, but they make friends with the people that they're in the water with. They look forward to seeing their buddies each week. They celebrate, they give high fives. Maybe one of the little buddies in their class is afraid to put their face in. And the moment they do, like, they're all excited and they're cheering. They're also learning how to follow directions. So some of our little swimmers, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, they're not in kindergarten yet. Some of them might not be in preschool. So they're learning how to follow instructions, how to listen to a teacher, how to, you know, really start to get those basic skills necessary when they go to school. So there's really so much more than just swimming, which makes it a lot of fun and which makes every day really different and really exciting.
You mentioned all that stuff because it is fun. You see all the kids in there splashing, laughing, and watching, because I think they learn a lot by watching. And why is it so what makes it so much better, do you think? Or why should lessons be conducted by a swim coach or Goldfish other than good old mom and dad?
That's a really good question. And I laugh because I'm thinking of how I would have responded to my parents trying to teach me to swim when I was 3.
Throw you in. Good luck.
You know, I think some children, you know, certainly probably respond well to their parents. But I think the reason that it's, you know, that it's necessary to use a, you know, a certified, properly trained instructor, whether it be Goldfish or, you know, any other, you know, program or coach, is that at the end of the day, like, they're trained, right? Like they're highly trained, have certifications. They know how to best adapt to unique situations. Maybe, you know, their child is terrified of water and the parent maybe doesn't recognize that it's a legit, you know, concern, that it's a fear. Like the parent might just think, oh, you know, they're being difficult. Like we see this every day. Like we are trained to recognize the differences between, you know, what's a normal fear and what's a legitimate, you know, concern. We also know how, because we see so many children, we know how to, you know, kind of learn from, you know, other kids, what has worked for them, what might not have worked for them, and really use that to tailor our approach to all the children. And I guess, you know, finally, because it's a life skill, but it's also something that is crucial to the safety of our children, right? So if you're teaching your child how to kick a soccer ball, if you're teaching them how to dance, you know, there's a lot of, you know, really great activities that we want our children to participate in. But if we maybe, you know, don't teach them the exact proper way, or we don't cover all of the, you know, the things involved, they're going to still be okay, right? If they don't know how to kick a soccer ball properly, that's okay. If they're, you know, if you're teaching them how to swim and maybe not, you know, qualified or have the knowledge or experience to do that, you might give them maybe a false sense of security where like they might think that they know how to swim and, you know, could jump off a diving board to the side of the pool and maybe they don't have those skills yet. So I think anytime that where there's an activity involving safety, we always just should really leave it to the professionals, to the people that have gone through training to make sure that they do that. But we certainly want families like to have fun with their kiddos, come in for family swim, go to the local pool, like play with them, splash, throw, do all of those things, because that's fun. That creates bonding and family time, but just obviously supervising, right? Being at arm's distance, being close by when those things happen.
One of the things I hear a lot from some of my mom friends is, my child did swim lessons last year. I feel like maybe they learned some things, but it's been a whole year and I'm nervous. I'm nervous for swim season. So what do you recommend to those parents?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of view swim lessons as kind of like learning how to play an instrument, right? It's something that you need to continue to practice year round. So, you know, we will have families that will come and, you know, they'll do some lessons for a couple months. They'll say, oh, great, my child's making progress. They go on swim break. They see that their child is no longer, you know, fearful, or that they're, you know, comfortable in the water. And then they're like, okay, they're good. And then, you know, maybe they don't swim again for several months because they're in Florida on spring break. And now they're back in, you know, cold, blistery Ohio, and they get back to the summer pool and their child hasn't been swimming. And now they're fearful. They've forgotten some of the stuff that they learned because they haven't been practicing. And then, you know, they get them back in lessons and they've regressed. So a lot of times what we'll see is regression. You know, kids will be successful. They'll be, you know, moving up lessons, and then they'll take an extended break for whatever reason, and then come back. And then now they're, you know, back to where they started or even further behind. So it's definitely something that, you know, is hugely beneficial to continue to practice, to continue to work on. Like I said, just like we would with an instrument, a foreign language, you know, anything like that.
Typically, how long does it take a kid to learn swimming? And I ask that because, you know, everyone wears floaties and or the vests. I mean, that's still, some might view it as like, oh, he doesn't know how to swim. But it, I mean, it's still, for that beginner, kind of that safety net, like training wheels on a bike, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, and every child is different. You know, we have some children that'll come in that are literally, I mean, terrified of the water. Like putting their toe in is a success, you know? And so obviously that child is going to take probably a little bit longer than the child who comes in, you know, has no fear, is willing to put their face in, is willing to do all these things. So it really does vary. It was interesting. I looked up online a while back, and I apologize, I cannot cite the source, but I looked up how long it takes an adult to learn to swim, because I kind of thought that might be interesting. And so what it showed, again, I'm sure articles vary, but it was like over 20 hours in the pool for an adult to get just like a basic level of swim confidence. Wow. 20 hours. So, and that's an adult, right? So that's, you know, adults in general listen probably a little better than children, you know, are more aware of their bodies. You know, there's a lot of advantages to an adult probably learning quicker than a child. So, you know, it really varies. It also varies when the child comes to us. So, you know, sometimes we'll have a 10 or 12 year old that will, you know, kind of come to us. They've had some swim experience. The parents are just looking for that level of safety or for that level of, you know, fine tuning them or getting them ready for like a swim team. And sometimes we have 10 or 12 year olds that come to us with no experience. So it really does vary. And I think that's, you know, a huge benefit of our program is we can really like, you know, it's not, we don't, someone doesn't come in and we say, oh, you're 10. So, you know, you're automatically expected to be at this certain level. You know, we really, we take it by their ability and we work with each child and their family based on their ability.
And I think that's a really good point to make. Some of the kids in there are a little bit older and they might not have as much experience as perhaps a 3 or 4 year old, but it's very inclusive. And I just want you, like, can you talk a little bit about how it's just so important at every age, even an adult, if there's an adult listening to this, learning how to swim is just so critical at any age.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a lot of adults that will come to us, the parents or grandparents, and say, you know, I'm signing my child up or my grandchild up because I don't know how to swim and I don't want them to have that fear that I have. And, you know, we've talked with these families. We're like, listen, it's never too late. Like, you should learn how to swim. Like, you know, just because you're 30 or 40 or 80 doesn't mean that you can't learn something new. And, you know, we strongly encourage, you know, simply if at the end of the day, for anything else, for that safety piece, right? Like, listen, if you don't want to go and, you know, go swimming in a swimming pool in the summer, or you don't want to go on a tube and float down the river, like, that's okay. But there are situations in everyone's lives where we are going to be by water. And just having a basic ability to swim, basic safety skills, and the knowledge, right? Like, we talk to the swimmers in class about water safety, you know, what to do if you were to, you know, a friend fell in, like, you know, go get an adult, you know, just the basic, you know, talking about always swim with a buddy, don't get in the water by yourself. You know, we put out information to our families on how that they can keep their children safe, you know, not leaving a child alone in a bathtub. And, you know, if your child's in the water, you are your child's first lifeguard, right? Like, yes, that's great. There's a lifeguard on duty, but it's your responsibility as a parent or caregiver to watch your child. So we talk a lot about these things as well. And I think it's just like at any age, water safety is the most important thing.
And that safety is really heightened by proper technique, right? I mean, a lot of people might just self-teach their kids and they're doggy paddling and kind of just floating around. But technique is so great for people to learn because you can swim further. I mean, you can do a lot with just learning how to do it, how to breathe. And that's what makes the lesson so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, having the confidence, having the knowledge, having the practice and experience. Absolutely. And you know, we find that when children who have not been taught to swim younger and they're older, like late elementary, middle school, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, social peer pressure. They see their buddies in the pool and they think, you know, oh, I can go off and jump off the diving board. Like, it's kind of like us, right? Like, I'm so guilty of this. I'll be watching, like, you know, figure skating in the Olympics and I'll watch them. I'm like, oh, I could do that. That doesn't look that hard, right? Like, I can put on skates and go and twirl around on the ice. And I put on my skates and, you know, I take 2 steps and I fall on my tush. So I think, you know, these kids will see their buddies jumping off the diving board and they think like, oh, I can do that. Like, and then they do. And then there's, you know, really bad things can sometimes happen if they don't have that experience and that training and that knowledge. So yeah, absolutely. You know, technique, confidence, endurance, and just a basic overall understanding of water safety is so important.
I've posted a few videos of my kids, not at Goldfish Swim School, but just at a swimming pool, or at the local pool where we live. And I always get comments, I can't believe your kids aren't wearing swimmies and they're just out there. And I'm not saying swimmies aren't a wonderful thing, but I tell everybody, I credit Goldfish Swim School, because even my three-year-old, who of course is just learning, you know, the pulls and kicks and things like that, he doesn't really know the strokes, he is so confident, and he knows not to jump in the water when there's not an adult around. And that to me, as a mom with four kids at the swimming pool, is just, it's so relieving to the parent as well, to know that, sure, you have to watch, sure, you know, you need to make sure that the lifeguard is around and there's an extra set of eyes watching, but I don't know, it's just a relief for the parent as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have three children, you know, of my own, and, you know, the same thing. We started Goldfish, actually, we lived in Michigan and started lessons there when our daughter was three. She's now 13. So we've been, you know, swimming with Goldfish for, you know, 10 plus years. And that has been such a relief for our family. Like you said, when we travel, you know, when we are at the, you know, the swim club in the summer, I mean, whatever it is, just, you know, again, being right there watching them, but having the peace of mind that, you know, they're confident and they've, you know, had that experience. No child is ever safe, right? Like I never like to use the word safe. I'm always like, they're safer, right? Like they're as right. safe as they can be. But also making sure that we, you know, like I know you said, you know, like just watching them, but it's such a relief to not have them be fearful and to have them be confident and to have them, you know, having fun, right? Like the pool is so much fun. I love seeing our kids have so much fun swimming and playing with each other and their friends.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I encourage everybody who is listening to log on to goldfishswimschool.com. See if there is a Goldfish Swim School near you, because it is a nationwide chain, right? Do you know how many locations there are?
Yeah, it's actually... They just celebrated as a franchise the 100th school opening, and there's now actually locations in Canada as well. And I would encourage families, if there's not a Goldfish near you, right, like come to us if there is. Of course, like we're gonna take amazing care of you. But at the end of the day, like I don't care where you go. Like learn how to swim. Like get a wonderful program in your community. Find an instructor, find a program, find a swim school, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, that, you know, does things right, that is certified, that has trained qualified professionals, and go there. Like, I don't care who teaches them, like, as long as they're going to do a great job and teach your children how to be safer in and around the water, like that is our goal. So, please, please, please. It's a life skill, and it's so important for your children to know.
And, you know, it is so true what Lisa says, because you mentioned the pool we have. It is such peace of mind that, A, my three olders know how to swim. They're, for the lack of a better term, fluent in swimming. And then little Kevin, who he has gotten rid of his floaties and is now fairly independent, at least in the shallow end. But he has come along eons from where he was just a month or two ago. And that's just with the help of his older siblings, who also went through swim lessons. So while we haven't gotten him, because of, you know, distancing, into lessons, he's been learning from people who took lessons, and it makes all the difference.
It really does. And it just gives you peace of mind as a parent as well, that they can just be out there and, you know, they can just be around the water safely.
Yes. And that's the thing, you know, at least you always have to, you know, sleep with one eye open when one of your children or multiple are in the pool, but at least you have at least a little sense of confidence that they know what they're doing.
And if you guys are interested in learning more about Goldfish Swim School, they will be opening up in a couple of weeks. I had mentioned earlier that the governor here in Ohio has said that the swimming pools can open on the 26th. However, at Goldfish, they're going to take a couple of extra weeks to make sure that they can open safely and responsibly. And they're going to be able to make sure that they spend the extra time to ensure all safety protocols that are vetted and reviewed and communicated to their entire staff. And I'm pretty sure that's how most all swim schools and other swimming pools will be going about reopening in the coming months.
And we all look forward to it, honestly. You know, we're getting a little taste of openings. There's a lot more traffic on the roads and, you know, God willing, we'll all be swimming and all be having a good time around the pool.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for listening today. We hope that you can get outside, get some of that sunshine. And if you have any ideas for us, we want to hear from you. You can reach out to myself on Instagram, Brad on Instagram, and now TikTok, right, Brad?
TikTok, you'll see much more entertaining things from, I'm sure, both of us. You're doing a lot more than I am. I need to get it kicked in gear, but I'm learning.
You're a little busy right now. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us on the She's Becoming Domestic podcast. We'll catch you next time.